Hello.
Hey, Eddie, it's Mario again.
Mario, I don't know if we can try the card number again. Maybe you typed it in wrong. I'm not sure what's going on. It ain't sending me no link to accept it, and I've been on the phone with too many people today to call the bank.
All right, no worries, man. Let's try it again. What's the card number?
Card number is 4246.
Okay.
31154.
Okay.
1126. 3 4 5.
3 what?
3 2 4 5.
All right. Expiration January 2027.
Yep.
And the last three in back of the card.
582.
All right. And then on the part, it says shelter restoration. Does it have your name on it as well, or just shelter restoration?
It has my name on it, too. Edward Bray.
All right. Let's see. All right, one second, brother. Let me try it here.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, same message. Suspected fraud, it says.
Oh, no.
Maybe you'll get a text message this time. No text message. Let me just verify I have the billing correct. Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on. 31759.
Did you have to put in my zip code or anything?
Yeah, zip code is 46250.
All right, that doesn't go to that card. That's where the problem is at. The billing zip code for that card, yeah.
Okay.
My office address is that, but I guess we should touch that. That's what's going on. The billing zip code for that is 46259. The address on that card is... Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you have to enter as a zip code for it?
No, the address too here. Let me update it. Hold on. That's what is going on. One second.
Yep.
Let me come here to this screen. Okay, what is the address for the...
10815.
10815.
Maze Road. M-A-Z-E.
Okay. 46259. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that came up right away. All right. Hold on. Let's... Zip code 46259, Indianapolis, Indiana, 10815 Mace Road.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's see if that does it. One more time. There it is, Eddie. I went through.
Sorry about that. I should have caught that from the beginning. I do have a shop, but I don't have my credit cards and my checking account connected to my shop. You know what I mean? So
yeah, well, just so you know, that address you gave me has to be connected to that card, because as soon as you gave me that, it went right through.
Oh, it is. I know it is. I should have thought about that. I have a lot going on, so I didn't think about that.
Oh, don't even worry about it, brother. So, you know, don't, if you see, charges that were made, because I did attempt it a few times, as you know, don't worry about it. Only one of them went through. The other ones were came back as suspected fraud because the address was not matching.
All right, so we're good to set up the website and the Yelp and everything.
Yeah, you're good. Everything's going to get the ball rolling. I am going to call you tomorrow. Hold on. I think I have you down. Let me make sure.
I got a question for you.
So
as far as pictures goes, do you guys want me to upload my own pictures, or do you want me to provide you with some pictures?
No. You're going to get a call from an IT department tomorrow, and they're going to ask you for that information. Okay? They're going to ask you because they're going to upload them for you.
Because, look, I got a company cam, okay? I got a company cam. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
A company cam? A camera, right?
I got a company cam app.
Okay. Okay.
An app that can be logged into that I've been... Now, the company cam, it says Ford's Custom Construction, but never mind that. That's just what my partner, before he passed away, we started that, and I had no intentions of changing the name, you understand? He was my best friend. So that's what I use to collect all my information on all these jobs I do. So in my company cam, I have thousands of photos of roofs I've done over the years and process of photos and, you know, the beginning of a job to the end of the job to the end, you know, nice, big, huge production homes, metal roofs, decor style metal shingle roofs, all kinds of different stuff we can use on the webpage. And I don't know how I should get that to them. Would it be easier to give them the app information or me just send them the pictures? You there? Hello?
Wait, are you still there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You were cutting out for a bit. No, I said I'm going to put all that information you're giving me on the notes. I mean, they're computer geniuses. You know, they're going to figure all that out.
Okay.
What are the services exactly that you offer? I need to put them on here as keywords.
Okay. Roofing, siding, gutters.
Okay.
Hold on, brother.
I just want to make sure I got it because this is important. Roofing, siding.
Gutters.
Gutters. Okay.
Windows.
What else? Windows and paint,
and then you can add construction on the end.
Okay, construction. Okay.
On the end, yep.
Well, can I add
that's
a handyman
word
work?
Right there?
Man,
we really don't get into too much handyman work, really.
Okay. I just, you know, the more keywords, the more you're located. That's why I'm asking.
Roofing, siding, windows, paint, and the big word is construction on the end. I think that's where people type in the most things.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Handyman, you know, people are going to call you with those kind of things anyway. They do all the time.
You're right. And I just wanted to add a little bit more there for you, but you're absolutely correct. Here, give me 1 second.
I'm with you.
Okay. All right, what time tomorrow, Thursday, do you have available for the client to call you? For our client, for the IT department to give you a call. So they're probably going to need about 30 minutes of your time to complete the process.
I'd say call me in the morning about 8 or 9 o'clock.
Okay, here, let me check here. I only have a 10 a.m. or I have a 5 p.m.?
Let's do 5 p.m.
5 p.m., okay. Bear with me 1 second. And sorry for the question. I just got to verify, Eddie, are you licensed and insured?
You're licensed, bonded, and insured.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. And remind me, I'm sorry, because I was just on the phone with the two other clients before I called you. Facebook page. Do you have your own Facebook page, or are we making you one?
I do, but
okay.
Is it extra just to make me a new one?
It's not, but if you have yours, we can promote it for you, which is better because it's already done. It just probably needs some TLC, you know, and updating from our IT guys.
Definitely needs some TLC. But it's connected. The weird thing is it's connected to my personal Facebook, so I don't know.
Don't worry, man. Those IT guys will figure it out, brother. I promise you, man. They're geniuses when it comes to that, brother.
And we can keep the Bogue one if they can get in there and modify it and get it looking good like it's supposed to. Because I try to start it, and I'll be honest with you, I work so much, I don't know how to get in there and do anything.
No worries. What is the name of your Facebook page?
Shelter Restoration.
Just like that? Just exactly like that? Shelter Restoration?
Shelter Restoration.
All one word?
Shelter Restoration. It's two words, and it might even have an LLC on the end. I don't remember. Okay, let me look at it real quick.
Thank you.
Hold on. Let me pull it up. So all I got to do is go to my page, and I can click over real easy. I just press a button, boom, it switches me over to Shelter. And it is, the name of the company is Shelter Restoration LLC. It says Shelter Restoration LLC has like a frame of a house, and it has this big, massive red roof in the background. It's a decorative metal style roof we did about a year and a half ago.
Okay, no worries. But we're creating you a website, right? That's what we're going to do that for you, correct?
Yeah, you're creating a website, you're creating this, you're going to create me another domain for my website. And this only costs me $250 a month. No, you don't raise it or nothing, right?
No hidden fees. No extra charges. That's it, man. The only thing you paid today was $348 because of the $99 programming fee. But every month, $249, brother. That's why we have thousands of customers nationwide.
That's all right.
And then how far are you willing to travel for clients?
Let's just put, for now, let's do a 50-mile-an-hour radius. I mean, 50 miles 50
miles.
Is from 50
Central miles, about an hour,
Indiana,
hour 50, and a half. Okay.
50 miles puts you, you know, pretty good out of the way, you know. It's an hour all the way around outside the city. So I think 50, so if we're in the center of Indianapolis, an hour is going to put you out in Sheridan, north, and then if you go south, that's going to get you out, for, you know, somewhere around Franklin or so. And then you're just going to get you the little past Greenwood or Greenfield on the east side, and the west side is going to put you out somewhere around Plainfield. So I think that's a pretty good area.
All right. Hold on. Let me just update that. Perfect. 50 miles out. And then what did you want to show on Google? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, and what
Monday
hours can you
Saturday,
get called from clients?
Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. Monday through Saturday, and then close Sunday.
Okay. I'm going to put here no Sundays. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me make sure I have that all correct. Okay. Perfect. You're also going to get an email. I want to make sure I have that email correct. You're going to get an email to shelterindy@gmail.com. You're going to get a couple of them. One says, welcome to Local Splash. The other one's going to say, this is your invoice. On that one, the one that says this is your invoice, once you open that up, there's going to be a link. You want to click on that, and it's going to take you to what it says, terms of experience. Once you do that, you scroll to the bottom of that, Eddie, and there's going to be two blue boxes. The first blue box, you have to click on it, which says that you give us permission to call you whenever we need to. And the second box says that you agree to our terms and conditions, which is what me and you went over, that this is not a contract, and that it's $249 monthly, and it's a flat rate. And then right underneath that, it's going to ask you to type in your name, which is Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Bray.
Yeah.
That's what I list you as, Eddie Bray.
So,
you hit
so
submit.
250 a, okay.
Uh-huh.
I
want to
understand, 250 a month, anything your IT
249.
Guy can do.
249.
No matter what they do to manage my domain or anything like that, it's still 249.
That's absolutely correct, Eddie. I mean, you can keep in mind that this call is monitored and recorded, and we are under strict. We have to follow Google guidelines.
Okay,
so, you know, there's no funny business involved.
One thing I want you to do, Ed, as far as the time, guys, that I'm available, my phone number, I want to be on there, 317-5999, that they can call 24/7 for emergency calls.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back into that screen because I had already closed
it. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Someone has an emergency leak or something, I want to go get a hold of somebody.
Okay, hold on. Client is available 24 hours for emergency calls. Only.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Yep, just updated that for you. So emergency calls only 24 hours a day. All right. Perfect. For emergency calls only. Okay, as I was saying, when you get that email, it's going to say this is your invoice. That's the one that you have to open up. Make sure that you you fill in both of those little squares. Like I said, one says that we can call you whenever we need to. The other one says that you accept the terms and conditions. And then right underneath that, you want to type in your name, Eddie Bray. And then once you hit send, that goes to the operations team. So when they call you tomorrow, that's one of the first things they're going to ask is, hey, Eddie, that you complete the terms and conditions.
What are the
get that
terms
done
and conditions? Can you run by the terms and conditions room real quick? Because I'm not really big on reading.
Absolutely.
Little,
no, no. Eddie, again, we're very transparent here, brother, so I'm going to be very straight.
All right.
The terms and conditions say that you're paying $249 a month. It's going to go over the services that you're getting, a website, the ads on Facebook, the placement on the first page of Google, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. And this is not a contract, and that you have the right to cancel this service at any time if you like.
All right. Okay.
That's basically the bottom line. And again, keep in mind that our calls are monitored and recorded 24 hours as long as we're at work. So,
I just need to make sure
whatever,
I give you $250 a month.
That's it, man. As long as you pay $250 a month, brother, we'll continue to do our work and our due diligence. The day that you stop paying that's the day that we stop the ball from rolling.
We ain't gonna stop paying. That sounds good. I need this.
I think you're gonna like it, brother. I really mean when I say that.
Okay.
I'm also gonna send you the invitation for the appointment tomorrow. Please make sure you accept it. It's gonna say, "Hey, Eddie, you have a meeting tomorrow at 5 p.m. with Local Splash." Just make sure you hit yes.
I thought you said that was Thursday. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm losing days here. Okay.
Man, you made me think I had the wrong day, brother. Yeah, so tomorrow,
cool.
Thursday.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah. Any other questions, man? I just want to make sure we're very clear. Like, by any chance, you have any questions or any other concerns, Eddie, make sure you write them down. And when you speak to the IT guys, I mean, like I said, those guys are phenomenal guys on the computers, man. They will be able to... you know, I don't like to call them computer nerds because it sounds bad, but that's all they do, man. You know, they're IT, they go to school for that, and I mean, I couldn't do that job. It's just too much computer work, you know, but they know all the back end stuff. So if you have any other questions, please make sure you address it to them tomorrow when they give you a call at 5 p.m.
Okay.
All right. Well, Eddie, I want to be the first to welcome you, brother, to the Local Splash family. We look forward on the relationship with Shelter Restoration to be a long-term one, right? And let's get your company on board and get the ball rolling. So you'll be hearing from us tomorrow, 5 p.m., brother.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Eddie. You have a good one, brother.
All You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.